constituents are very concerned about where we are in our nation, obviously. You know, you talked a year and a half ago, and I would ask everyone in every industry I went to, I said, what's your biggest problem right now? And a year and a half ago, they'd say, we can't find people. But it was for all the right reasons. There was, you know, everybody was fully employed. They were engaged in the economy was thriving, wages were going up. Now I ask that same question, I get the same answer, but for very different reasons. We can't find people because a lot, you know, we're the incentive structure that we have in our federal government right now is just backwards. You know, it's, we're not equipping people and for opportunity. We're not sending people to work. We're doing all these things that put us at a disadvantage on the global stage when it comes to trade. And then when it comes to what our ranchers are dealing with, they're very concerned about some of the tax policies being bantered about right now. When you talk about the estate tax, or you're talking about stepped up basis and all these kind of things, these would be very detrimental to the whole idea of the family farm, and the ability of you being able to work hard and to pass something on to your kids for them to continue to do that. And we know it's already a challenge to keep the next generation engaged in farming because it's a difficult occupation, you know, within margins. And so, you know, we need to make sure that we're protecting environment to keep a home grown. It's a national security issue as well. If we haven't learned anything from the last year when it comes to supply chains, we need to keep some essential services here at home, and food, you can't get any more essential. It's the ultimate national security issue.